It's a plane, it's a bird. It's a
last year y'all was acting mad funny.
I think this might be our most discussed, but I think we'll fall on the same line. But Parasite, the Parasite plot twist, where what is it? They discover the prior housekeeper, or is she a maid? I think she's a housekeeper, right?
Yeah, with something like a service worker.
Yeah, they discover the previous housekeeper has like her husband living in a room like underneath the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it kind of like sets everything in motion.
It does. It really does.
I'm just going to right off the bat, for what it does to the film itself, like the lives it changes, the lives it's taken for some, I'd put this in like, I put it in S.
Wow. S.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But I mean, also a part of it is also like, don't they try to like, silence them, like the housekeeper, and her husband? Or like they try to lock him back in there.
Oh yeah. They try to like keep them down there, I'm pretty sure.
Right, but like they get like fooled.
I think it's been a second since I've seen
it. It's been a minute since I've watched
it. No, they try to keep them down there, and then I forgot how they break out again. Remember they break out, and then the dad starts going on a rampage, like a killing spree.
No. It's they break out because I think they're.
Because the son, yeah, the son with the rock. Honestly. Remember the son with the rock?
Yeah, the son has the rock.
The son with the rock goes down there. During the day of the party.
Yeah.
And then like he gets thwarted, and then he gets killed by the rock. And then after that,
yeah,
game over.
Exactly. Mm. Oh man, okay. I think this is like, to me, this is like the reverse of like the uncut plot twist. So I feel like it's like a slower, kind of more developed plot twist.
Yeah,
and it does a lot for the story, but it isn't like, kind of like we mentioned for us, or at least I mentioned for us, like it isn't like that epiphany of like, oh my god, like this just happened. I feel like it was more so like woven into the story as like, kind of like almost like a social plot twist. You kind of think about how, like, this is kind of what they're doing versus it just being like an action by one character to another. So
right. And I might even argue it's not even a plot twist at all. It's just a plot point that comes up, you know, like there was no like expectation subversion going on. It was kind of just like, oh shit,
like surprise.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
I might have to contest your S ranking.
Yeah, I'm kind of rethinking it too.
Mm-hmm. I think
it just does so, like, I just can't get away from it. Does so much to like the story. Like Parasite wouldn't be what it is without this. And I mean, I understand, like Brandon brings up a great point where like it's woven into the story, but it's a slow burn. Like you don't like these plot, some other plot twists aren't like some of them here are like you said, Brandon, like the abrupt, like, oh my gosh, or like Felix, like it's a surprise kind of like pops in your face. Whereas this one is like you said, it's a plot point. So the viewers know he exists and he's down there. And then you kind of just and you see the effects of his discovery, I guess, later on. And that, I guess, leads to, like...
It kind of, like, it, like, makes the rest of the movie, too.
Yeah. Dylan, your thoughts?
I would say it's at least an A. I mean,
at least an A. There are only two. There's only one above A, dude.
At least an A. Yeah, I mean, everything I would say is pretty much repeat what you guys said. It just makes the movie for me, honestly. Like, the movie up to that point is good. And then you have that, and it makes so much sense with what the family's been doing. Like, this is just another way of them taking, like, they're going up the ladder in status.
Yeah.
Like, it still follows within the theme, so it's, like, it's great, honestly.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. The dad, or the housekeeper's husband has been in, like, the basement, and now he's able to...
Yeah, you, like come up.
In the, yeah. Yeah,
no, but like, I was also talking about how what's the family's name again that takes over pretty much the house?
Dude.
I couldn't tell you, man.
I can quickly look. Hold on.
Yeah, that family has been like integrating themselves into that status. And like the people, it's just been like other people have been doing it before them too. Like, this isn't something new that's been going on.
So
it's not the first ones that have been. So it makes sense in that. It's the same way like how Us and Ex Machina, how if you think about it, it makes, and also Knives Out, when like you think about it, how it's actually going on, it's like, oh, that makes total sense. But like it completely diverts the entire nature of the story.
Yeah, like, I think,
yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say too, I feel like this is like a grander scale plot to it. If you think about like the tone of the movie, like before and after they go down there, like it's a completely different movie. After they discover that little place downstairs, because before it's kind of like it's almost kind of like a caper film a little bit, like they're kind of going through, they're like fooling this rich family, like they're kind of goofy,
right?
And then all of a sudden you have this like horrific kind of display of just poverty and class difference. So I feel like it's kind of just like a more like a narrative twist than like a Howard Ratner type of twist where it's just one and done.
Yeah,
and I feel like it deserves credit. I agree with Dylan. I think you should like at lowest the A.
Yeah,
but of course I'm open to discussion.
Right, I agree with the A. I just don't think it's an S, just because it lacks some of the elements that would be required for an S tier.
Like the abrasive, like specifically the abrasive, like nature of it, or lack thereof. All right, we'll toss that into A. All right. What about
is it Star
I don't,
Wars?
I don't know what movie this is in.
Empire Strikes Back. Dude.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Dude.
Don't talk.
Have we all seen it?
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, honestly, there's two plot twists in Star Wars, I'd say. I think it's the first would be his father. I think that's like the main one, and then the second one is when Darth Vader kills Emperor Palpatine and saves Luke at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both, I think, are equally like
important.
Impactful and important in the story.
Okay.
But as a plot twist, though, as like the story, it's, well, I feel like it's sorry, to be honest.
What?
Dude, I don't know too much about Star Wars, so I'm going to let you guys just take the reins.
Okay, Dylan, I think you're also influenced by the time in which you watch this movie, because from the jump you have to put yourself in the minds of people in the 70s or the 80s, whenever this thing came out, when they first saw it, like to find out that Darth Vader was the father of the hero, the villain, biggest villain was the father of the hero, was like the biggest twist. No one saw it coming. I think that like even started the whole twist genre in movies, you know.
But
I think you're kind of you're letting your the time in which you watched it kind of influence your decision on it. It's not doo-doo by any means. Boo-boo. Oh,
no, but I feel like they just pulled it out of their ass, like Darth Vader just like it, he just becomes his father out of necessity of drama. There are no hints through the first movie, and throughout the second movie there's no hints at all.
Bro, look at what you got Brandon doing right now, dude.
I think no. There's no, Dylan, there's no hints per se, but if you look at, like, remember when Obi-Wan was explaining to Luke the Clone Wars and his relationship with his father?
That's one line.
Dark, Well, he was building context for the story and the world that they were trying to set up.
I think that's just a general statement.
That's kind of an important scene. It's not a general statement. He was explaining to Luke the history of his family.
Yeah, Clone Wars, like, yeah, war. like Darth Vader killed your father, and Darth Vader is his father. Like, yeah, that's general. That's generic.
Okay.
Well, it's generic now because it's been replicated so many times.
No, it's generic then.
No, it wasn't. It was the most groundbreaking, like, unexpected twist.
That's what I mean.
The world had ever seen at that point. It blew people's minds.
Too unexpected. That's what I mean. Like, it's way.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like, so you're saying it's too.
Are you saying it's predictable?
No, too unexpected. Like, even Uncut Gems, that henchman has been going nuts the entire movie. And when he kills Howard, it's
sure.
Like, I mean, I'm pissed at the ending of Uncut Gems. Like, it's not a plot twist I personally like, but I know it's good because it's still, like, somewhat hinted throughout the movie.
But I think Dylan, it's I don't know much, but, like, isn't it for Luke, like, you're the hero, and your dad is kind of the guy you're supposed to take down. But up until this point, you're distant, like personally or like physically, mentally, you think you're distant from this dude. Cause like, mm-hmm. isn't it the further you distance yourself from, like, say the enemy, like the easier it is to, like, harm them. Isn't that kind of like the whole like motto? Or
and
whatever?
It's easier to like, to fight them. Yeah.
That's yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause you don't feel like guilt or like pain doing it.
And the other big part is, like, even being a Jedi, you have this balance between the light and the dark side. And in Luke's mind, it was always light is good, dark is bad, until he realizes, oh shit, like, my dad was once good. Like, it is so close to him too, like you said, it's literally his father. So, and then you see, like, in the third movie, and when Luke is, like, fighting Darth Vader, he's, like, almost turning into his father, and it's like history is repeating itself in that sense. So I think it's very, like, deep, woven within the story of Star Wars, and it's so necessary to the plot and to what makes Star Wars great.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I'm talking as, like, without removing it from everything else, it's like not that removing from this. It's so essential to Star Wars, like the entire franchise Star Wars. We tend to overhype it, but when you actually just look at it as, like, a movie and just going beat by beat in the story, they kind of just throw it out there and everyone's like, oh my gosh, and it's such a great idea, and then just push it through into people's faces that it's just normal now. I don't know, I think about it and I'm like, it's not really a plot twist, they kind of just did it. Like, George Lucas just, like, thought of it and was like, man, this is such a great idea, and wrote it down and just ended the movie there.
Wait, Felix, who is Luke's mom?
Luke's mom, Padme.
Padme.
Is it Portman? Oh, okay.
In the prequels.
And if you look at the story and the reveal from the broader context of the prequels included in the larger storyline, it makes it even better. I feel like you just gotta look at it for what it is, Dylan. And what it is a beautiful
thing. You're putting the entire story within the twist in context with the entire story. And, like, of course, if you do it that, it's like S. But if you remove it, all the stories, and you just put that movie, just isolate it.
It's no, like, but like, in terms like of story, these plot really twists are for the story.
Yeah,
is it for the movie or is it for the story?
It's for both. I mean, the story is in the movie because, like, Dylan, it's just like, okay, the difference between, like, say, Star Wars and, like, Promising Young Woman, or is that Star Wars has, like, so many movies. Like, Promising Young Woman is a standalone. Like, Drive is a standalone. Like, Sixth Sense is a standalone. So there's not, like, when you watch the end of, like, even, like, The Departed, like, you know it's the end. You know what I mean? So I think, like, so it's okay for Felix to, like, mention, like, what it does, like, later on, like, for the rest. Even, what are these, like, the new trilogy? The new trilogy ones.
Okay, yeah. I guess, sure. Then
okay, Dylan. What's the one thing? I'm just kind of, like, sitting back listening to this. So I personally, I'm just going to say straight off the bat, like, I think this is like an S tier plot twist. But what I'm going to propose to you, Dylan, is I think that if I'm hearing you correctly, I understand this argument of like, oh, like in the grand scheme of things, it's a good plot twist. But if you just look at that within the Empire Strikes Back movie, it's not that good, which I can get behind. But I feel like you can't like remove it from those three movies. And like, I like to compare this to like to Uncut Gems, because like if you put just that one liner in a vacuum and put it next to like the Uncut Gems gunshot in a vacuum, like I feel like we can't justify putting this below Uncut Gems. They're both hard hitters. They're both abrasive. They both really, to some degree, come out of nowhere, even though they may or may not have been hinted at throughout the movie, the series. So I think what we might need to decide right here is like, can this moment in Star Wars even be on this list? Because you have this larger, universe. Like, we're comparing it. I think we're, the Warren here is like we're missing, I think Dylan's thinking about this as a franchise, as a Disney owned, like you can go to amusement parks with Star Wars stuff. But yeah, you can't, like, you're not going like on a Howard Ratner like theme park ride. There isn't like a larger, it isn't connected like to this larger stone world.
I think the good the good parameter would just be the whole story itself, you know. Like, I don't think that we have to limit it to the movies, because then what if we talk about TV shows and plot twists in TV shows? Are we going to only talk about the plot twist of the episode? Like, no, you got to look at it from the broader sense of like the story itself. And I think if you do that, that makes this plot twist. And you have to respect the OG, bro. Like, this is the OG plot twist. Like,
yeah,
this is where it started.
Okay, but do we as a group, do we want to include these larger series, or do we want to limit it to single time, 2 hour or 90 minute films?
Okay.
What do we think?
That's a good question.
Are we going to run into a similar problem?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Do we have Spider-Man Home? Actually, I would say Spider-Man
But I think maybe Brandon's trying to set the stage for like moving forward.
Yeah.
In other episodes.
Okay.
That too.
I don't know. I still think we should include it. I don't think just because it's not a singular movie. Think of it as like a really long movie. Like, and then the problem solved. Yeah.
You know? I feel like from the story,
like all of them combined, yeah, like a 10 exactly hour.
Yeah. Because if you think of it, that's like, what's the difference between that and a TV show? You know, it's like, it's just a long story.
I feel like I rate it from the story from the start to up until that point, like how it works.
Mm.
Not like anything afterwards.
So you're thinking, like, are you trying to say it's not, well, okay, I think, are we considering the prequels for this moment? Because you said, Felix, if we put ourselves in the 70s, there were no prequels.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
No,
I think it's great. It's great even without the prequels, too.
Aren't they? They're the best.
I think it might be better.
Yeah, it's better without the prequels, okay, man.
Yeah. All right.
It's a tough one. I also think, Sean, you chose a lot like really great movies, so it's gonna be kind of hard to put them in doo doo or sorry. You know what I mean?
I have one or two.
Oh, okay.
We'll get there.
No, it's. I also have a couple as well.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. Yeah. But sorry. back to Star Wars.
Wait, Dylan. Question. Where do you see this?
I feel like I'm shitting on Star Wars. I like Star Wars as a franchise. It's just this as from the story up until that point, it just comes out of left field. So to me, the plot twist is kind of sorry in that respect. Like, I can't foreshadow it. I can't hint that. There's no hints. There's only like one line in 3 hours and 4 hours of movie. Like, I'm not gonna remember that. so
are you saying it's like undeserved?
It's it's held in high regard based off how much Star Wars, the franchise, is built off of that plot twist.
You're talking about like it has so much cultural meaning to film, but like the plot twist
to the franchise itself.
The franchise.
Like the next four movies, even up to Force Awakens, is based, even Last Jedi is based on Luke's relationship with his father. So it's hard
You know, to be quite honest, I only remember Force Awakens, Rogue One, a little bit of
Solo. Yeah, honestly.
Everything else is remember kind of a blur sequels. For me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I propose, here's what I propose. I say, it's something you and me are kind of feeling the S tier. Sean, it sounds like you're up there as well. Dylan's looking at Sorry. I say we put this at an A tier, bro. Would be S tier. Dylan's
complaints are a little bit valid, just a little bit, but I think he's also missing out. Like, you can't just ignore the greater context and impact that this twist had. You know.
Okay.
All right.
So A.
We'll say A.
Yeah, we'll say A.
Group average.
Yeah. this is another promising young woman moment, so we'll skip that. Have we seen The Usual Suspects?
Nah, no.
All right, neither have I.
Okay.
All right, have we seen Jackie Brown?
Seen Jackie Brown.
I don't like that movie. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. You don't like it.
I stopped watching it.
You thought it was bad.
I thought it was bad and I turned it off.
Yeah, that counts, bro. If you don't finish the movie, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So remind me of what the plot twist was.
Is when he shoots Melanie.
What Dylan wanted. I think now we can enter like Sorry and Boo Boo.
We can flirt with it. Yeah. I think. Start. Oh man.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think it does anything for plot.
Yeah, sure, that's how Samuel L. kills De Niro.
Oh really?
Yeah, like in the car, because it's like you shot Melanie.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And then like he realized that he's losing his grip. It's like you lost your stuff, man.
I think this Jackie Brown plot twist is different than from what I see most of the other twists we've talked about thus far. Yeah, I feel like this isn't like a holy shit type of like what is going on to the moment. This is like a, I think it's almost comedic to some degree. You guys remember that line where he like goes back to Samuel L. Like, oh, you shot Melanie? Like, you could just hit her or something.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this is it's comedic, bro. It's comedic. So I think in that sense, I guess to start off this discussion, I think I kind of have it in like the mid-range. But if you're comparing it to a lot of these other movies, like I have it in Sorry. I don't think it's boo-boo.
I think if it's a comedic plot twist, then it has to be Sorry. Like it almost has to.
Okay, that's a good point.
I don't know if that's a general rule we can go off of, but
well, I mean, we can set the guidelines. We're here. Yeah, honestly, any
Jackie Brown slander, I'm here for. Put that bitch in Sorry, bro.
It's a good movie, bro. It's better than a lot of Tarantino movies. To be honest.
No, I haven't. Better than Kill Bill. Number 9.
Okay, I have not seen Kill Bill. I have yet to see Kill Bill, so.
Why?
I think the Tarantino discussion is its own podcast in itself. We should put a pin in that.
Yeah. All right. So what have we discussed?
I think Sorry is good.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry. I can get behind Sorry.
Our first Sorry entry.
All right.
Have we seen I Care a Lot?
I haven't.
I gotta see that.
All right, we'll skip that.
I mean, it's the same like Uncut Gems, pretty much.
It's not quite.
Okay. It's really the same format as Uncut Gems. Like,
yeah, it literally is.
Unfavorable protagonist, like a hot woman, a femme fatale.
Ben Fatale.
Some random.
Ben, some random no. Brandon, she's not a femme fatale. She's a girl boss.
So girl boss movie.
Yeah.
Girl boss.
All right. Get Out.
I think that's great. I put it as S. I think it does so much
for the story.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it had the perfect amount of like stakes too. Like it got so fucking crazy, like so quickly. But if you watch it a second time, you can totally see the like how it like the upturn of everything.
Yeah, it's true. It's really a do or die moment. Like right then and there, it's a do or die moment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll toss that into S.
S tier.
Have we seen Mystic River?
No, not yet.
Mystic River. I have seen Mystic River. Wait, remind me what it's about.
It's when
Sean Penn's daughter is killed.
She gets killed.
Yeah.
And basically that's like the plot. You're trying to find the killers.
Interesting.
Oh my God. I don't remember any details. I just remember seeing it.
Dylan, where does it take? Is it like Boston? Is it like Massachusetts? Boston.
Yeah.
Of course it's this is Clint Eastwood directed, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome. Hilarious.
But
that's
no Mark hilarious. Wahlberg though.
That's interesting.
Dude, you guys know Mark Wahlberg was racist? He did like hate crimes.
Yeah, dude. I just found out about that.
Yeah,
dude, it blew my mind, bro. No, but like when he was like a teenager, he like literally committed hate crimes and went to jail.
He did. He like threw rocks at like Asian an Asian kids kid and black something. Kids. Bro.
Yeah, bro was a menace. He was a menace.
All right,
he plays the good guys in movies. He's acting.
What about Crazy Stupid Love?
I've never seen that.
Sorry,
I haven't seen it.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's maybe Boo Boo. It's another comedic one.
Oh, but it's not better than that. Yeah. It's sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. I agree.
All right. Have we seen Monsters University?
What's the twist?
Felix, have you seen it? It's when she finds out Sully rigged the game.
That's
Mike's favorite at the scare
game.
That's
a good twist. That's a good twist.
I thought it was mid, bro.
It's kind of mid.
It's a kid's movie. It's not going to be too sophisticated. But
you put that Parasite? Kid. What are you doing, Brandon?
look at the context, bro.
Can you imagine it's with us? Like if we put it in mid, it'll be with us, and then if we put it at A, it's with Parasite, bro. Star Wars.
That's true. Okay.
It's cool, at the end of mid.
I'm cool putting it in mid, but I'm just saying, like think about the it's a children's movie.
Just because it's children doesn't mean it's held to the higher standard. Okay. All right,
that's all right.
So mid?
Yeah, mid. Because it's so like contained just in the third act of the movie, like you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
The last part, the second half, really. Gets his confidence and stuff. Yeah, I enjoy that. All right. Shutter Island.
Yes, sir.
Is this like he's like going crazy or like a government put him on the island because he's like in jail or something?
You're close, Felix. You're so close.
Oh.
It's when. Wait, have you seen it or?
I've seen it, but again, I think I watched it with a girl and like she was not into it.
You're not watching movies by yourself.
No, I know. I just don't I don't know, man. It's hard to like do that. Like just sit down and watch a movie if I'm not on this one.
So the Shutter Island one is when he finds out.
It's crazy.
He killed his wife after she killed the kids.
The two kids.
Yeah, the two kids. And he's locked up, but he thinks he's mentally unstable. Right? So he thinks he's a detective to find out who killed his wife. And
oh my god! It's kind of low key like a little bit like Memento esque.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I haven't seen Memento either.
But just from hearing your synopsis of it, I really like it.
No, it's great.
It's good. It's good. It's really, really good.
Yeah. I would pose it, it's definitely better than mid. So I think it's just like, do we think it's S or A?
I would feel comfortable with it up there at S, but A is a lower limit for me.
It sounds pretty similar as the next one on the list. Fight Club, you know? It's like almost the same. Like, which one did it better?
So do you wanna like compare the two and then we just rank them both?
Let's do a little comparison match.
So I haven't seen Fight Club, but I do know that it's like Brad Pitt's an extension,
right?
Norton's character. Yeah, that's all I know. If you guys want to like delve deeper into it,
I'm just gonna go off and say just from context. I watched this like on a plane back from like the East Coast. Like I watched on a screen that was like this big. Yeah. And the audio was terrible. But I'm gonna say like I don't like this twist, but in the context of everything else in the screen, like I don't think it's like, I just don't think it's that good.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, Fight Club. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Fight Club.
Okay, okay.
Fight Club. No.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if I'm with Fight Club either.
Yeah. It was a cool movie, but I just feel like people hold like this plot twist in such like a high regard. Yeah, it's like
it's very cliche.
I feel like this is how Dylan feels about the Empire Strikes Back plot twist. It's like it feels like it was just like, oh, let's just like say that he's this and then go back and like show like the way everything was, and it feels too easy.
Right.
I don't know,
right?
Because
they don't
have names, right? Aren't they called like the narrator?
Oh yeah, when's the Edward Norton's the narrator. I forgot what Brad Pitt's character
is Tyler.
I think this is
hinted though. I feel like it's subtly hinted. It's not hinted. You can't really put it together while you're watching the movie, which is
possible.
Yeah, it's impossible to put it together, but I mean, it's just like, that's the thing. Like, if you look back, it's like, oh my gosh, it's there. But they have to show it to you in layman's terms of him like not being there.
Right.
That's pretty lame. I don't really.
Yeah.
Like
so,
that.
I don't know. I guess it's at least it's hard to put plot twists outside the movies they're in, because I know Fight Club is, it's a solid movie, but.
I love Fight. It's a good movie, but as a plot twist, I'm saying it's. I think Sorry is like built for this plot twist. Yeah. Like, we designed this category for the Fight Club plot twist.
Oh my god,
that's pretty strong, bro.
That is strong. People love this.
I agree.
Film.
I'm cool.
I love it. I think Fight Club is a great movie, but I think it's as a plot twist, like it's just like, it could have been a lot. It didn't do the movie justice.
This is a opinion. Fincher. This is a Fincher film, right?
It is Fincher classic.
Yeah. All right, we can toss it in. Sorry.
All right. So what about
Oh yeah, Shutter.
Actually, put it in Boo Boo, low key.
Oh, my bad.
So we get it a little subconsciously.
My bad.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
If we put it in Boo Boo, we'll get that normal distribution curve that I think.
Okay. This thing. Where are we putting Shutter?
Shutter's good.
I put Shutter at least.
Yeah, I agree. I was kind of like mind blown when it all kind of came to be.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Honestly, I might even argue S, because I remember when I was watching it, I was freaking out, bro. I was thinking
the girl
was going
freaked
crazy.
You out or the movie?
No. I wasn't paying attention to the girl. Like, she was just being annoying.
Oh.
I was like looking at the movie and I was like freaking out because I thought I was going insane from like the way that it was, like things were happening. I remember being like terrified. So
I could put this at S as well. I'd be
comfortable
with that.
Okay.
Toss that into X. All right. Now I know we all watched this one and this was a highly controversial film.
Boo boo.
Highly controversial. Reservoir
Boo Boo.
For those,
let's talk about it.
Reservoir was when you find out, is it Mr. Pink is the informant?
Some color, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with the colors. Mr. Pink is the informant. Correct?
Yeah.
Or like, isn't that what it is?
Yeah,
I think
I think it is. I'm trying to recollect.
Right. He's the informant. Like, and then he like what is the thing? Like, he's not just the informant, something else happens to him. Like, he gets shot.
Yeah, he got shot in the shootout. Yeah.
You got what?
You got shot in the shootout.
That's right.
I haven't seen this.
Oh, no, and the fact that it's so like chronologically out of order just makes it so much harder to like recollect like all the events that happen.
And it's a bad movie, so it's hard to recollect.
Oh my god, man. Come on.
I really enjoyed it when I watched it.
It's a great movie.
I liked Madsen's character. I think Mr. Orange, isn't it like Matt? That was Madsen's character.
I think he's Mr. Blonde.
I think he's Mr. Blonde. Because there's also Blonde? Harvey. Was it Kettle? Is that
Harvey Keitel?
Keitel, sorry.
The cast was insane on this movie. I really liked it.
It was so good, bro. It was so good. The no tip scene, bro. That's one of the best open. Dylan, you can't. That's we went off track. Like, you can't tell me that's not one of the best opening scenes like of all time.
Are we talking about opening scenes? No, we're talking about plot twists.
Okay, I was just making a point. Okay, we can move it back. I will admit, as a plot twist, like, I feel like it's not very memorable.
Yeah, that's why I put it.
Like, I don't think the movie's great.
Right. I don't think the plot twist is what makes it good. I think
it's like the acting, the action,
how like Tarantino was able to make like a compelling film in like a warehouse.
I think that's probably,
it's not compelling, bro.
As his first film, bro.
Okay, his first film, bro.
Debut film, Dylan.
Debut film, bro.
I'll give a shit, debut film, Dylan.
Dude, it was a great movie, dude. And the torture scene with the stuck in the middle of you. Song.
Yes, bro.
That was so great, bro.
Dylan, let me know when you make your first film, bro. Dylan, did you just compare this to Get Out?
No, bro. Get Out's way better than this.
Yeah, Get Out's like one of the best. Get Out's one of the best social commentary. Forget social commentary. One of the best thriller movies of all time already.
Good. It's good. Anyways, okay.
It's doozy, bro. We talk about two scenes from that movie, like it's heaven sent. And sure, they're good.
Oh my god, doesn't make the movie fantastic.
No,
Dylan.
I will say, obviously, I love this movie. I would feel comfortable. It's not, I would, it's not boo boo. I'm just trying to say that it's not a boo boo plot twist.
That's sorry.
I can put it at either, I think highest I feel comfortable putting it is like mid. I think it's sorry. I can go with that. I can go with sorry.
I'd probably put it sorry.
Great movie. It's a great movie.
I voted here. All right, put it in. Sorry. That's fine.
It's a happy medium.
Yeah. All right. Brandon said he has not seen Seven.
I haven't seen Seven.
Guys, is there a way
Can we not talk about it?
Well, we I thought you guys said it. We would like dance around.
Let's skip past it.
No.
The
so skip.
Yeah, skip for now.
Yeah, for now, for now. We can go back to them.
All right, so these two are for The Boys. Have you seen The Boys?
No, I have not seen The Boys.
All right, have we seen Invincible?
I have seen Invincible.
Yeah, Felix has seen it. I haven't seen any of the Amazon originals, bro.
Brandon, you're missing out.
Oh, Brandon, I know. Brandon, this isn't a plot twist because it's in the first episode. Does that count?
Oh, yeah. If it's in the first episode, you guys can go for it. I might watch this.
Invincible, but like, it happens in the first episode.
The plot twist is not the first episode. The plot twist is
at the end.
At the end, yeah. When we find out that he's, when we get the full story.
He has different plans.
Which is not really a plot twist. It's more like a plot explanation. I mean, the first episode
is where the plot twist actually happens.
Yeah, I guess if you take the first episode as a standalone thing, the plot twist would be the massacre. if we take just the first episode, the events at the end, I think stands alone as a really good plot twist just in itself. Just because, like, it's a big spoof on the superhero genre. Just like the excessive gore, the excessive violence, it comes as like a huge shock, even though it's animated. It's still like this, like, it brings out like a visceral feeling. Like, it's disgusting. Like, the way that, like, when he's like shaking the guy's head or like crushing his head or something. Like,
yeah, no, I was definitely taken aback, especially in the animation.
Right. It's like, because throughout the first episode, there's no gore, there's no violence like that. It's very superhero-esque. And then, like, at the end, it's just like this, it like turns it up to 1,000.
Yeah, it's pretty generic until that last.
Right.
Honestly, like, it's good to have it do it that way.
Yeah. So I think it's A, low key.
Yeah. A? I'd say it's a solid A.
Then we should put boys up there at S, both of them.
Well, sure, if you want. I've never seen
them. Damn, we have yet to discuss boys. Relax.
It's got plot twists in every episode.
The boys is just invincible. Like, it's like the same thing, right? Like evil Superman.
Yeah, it's really just the same thing. It's just more Omni-Man.
right.
Yeah, it's like the dude is like more. Imagine like Omni-Man, but like times like three or something.
Omni-Man be like fucking killing people, dude.
I know, bro. It's worse.
That'd be a good fight, though. Omni-Man or Homelander?
Ooh, that would be good.
That'd be such a good
fight. But Homelander's still human, though. So.
Yeah, Homelander is kind of an elbow. I just seen that one scene where he couldn't pick up the plane. Omni-Man could do that shit, like, easily.
No, it's not like he couldn't do it. He just didn't want to do it, so he killed everybody.
Yeah, because they were telling him, are we going to be safe?
No, he just didn't want to do it, bro. You've seen that so many times.
All right, what's his greatest strength feat that he's done?
His greatest feat? They're all evil, bro. he never did something good.
What's his feat of strength?
It's more so like that question's hard to answer because he works for a company. Like, superheroes are employed by like this private company. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's always to protect his byline.
So it's like this take on capitalism also in the
superhero.
And like the superhero market as it is in America.
Right? I see. That's cool.
It's weird. It's like I was watching a video essay. It's where the boys is written by someone who hates superheroes, and Invincible is written by someone who loves superheroes.
Oh wow, that's an interesting concept.
That's fair.
Is a video essay comparing the two?
Yeah, because they're both Amazon, so like there are a lot of parallels, and both are superheroes. And you can like every superhero in The Boys is an asshole, pretty much.
Right.
There's only one good superhero. What?
Starlight's the only good superhero in the entire show.
Oh, Starlight? Yeah. What about Maeve?
Maeve's not even good, bro. She's not even good to like one episode.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. We got American Psycho. Have you seen this?
I just saw it last night.
Jeez, Felix Rippey.
No. I saw it again last night, so I'm fresh.
Oh, yeah, because remember the first time you guys watched it, right?
Where were we?
We definitely watched it together at one point.
Yeah, Clovis.
Yeah,
that's right. we didn't finish it for obvious reasons, but.
Oh my God. Wait, was it Clovis? Clovis.
Yeah, 2019. We'll save that for another pod.
That would be great.
That's a great pod.
I'd love to relive that, dude. That was crazy.
I recently like wrote about that instance in this like application for something.
No way.
it was like what's like one moment where you failed? And I was like, oh.
That's hilarious.
Dude, can we talk about sorry, this is like a whole different topic for like viewers.
Yeah.
But like can we talk about how Clovis that Friday and Saturday were probably the wildest like 2 days of like my life? Maybe the most like memorable.
Sorry, for you specifically, you almost got run up on.
That's true.
At dinner. With the butter?
I forgot about that.
Dude, I haven't thought about that in years.
Same. It's like run up on. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, oh my god. So remember your goodie bag?
Wait, that was the one like it just tore in the elevator.
And I was like,
I'm good, bro. And then didn't like, was it like Hart walked in? No, some team walked in.
Hart's coach. They walked in and he like snitched on us.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch, dude.
Oh my god, dude, that's so funny.
And then we proceeded to have the worst fucking race of our team career. The next day.
we had the goodie bag incident. We had
the butter.
The restaurant incident. Yeah.
And then Hunter's
and then we thing. Had like for Brandon, Felix, and me, we had the bunk or not the bunk, but the room incident.
My god,
dude! And then like Felix alluded to, the next all those combined, like we
went to bed at like 4 a.m. Have
maybe one of the worst team races in West Ranch history.
It was so bad, bro. It was so bad. I will say though, I did set my PR on that course. By 2 seconds.
I set my PR. That was like the only time I ran there.
Same.
Oh my god, dude. That's another pod, bro.
That's a whole pod.
That's so good. I haven't thought about that in years, man.
All right, back to schedule. American Psycho. So this one's kind of like the ambiguous ending.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm a huge fan of.
I think it's a great twist. Honestly, from watching it recently, even in compared to like these other movies, I think it really, really holds its own.
So where would you put it?
I'd honestly put it as a high A, if not S.
Okay.
Honest.
Okay.
I can get behind an A. I don't know about an S, but I can get behind an A. I think it's good. I think it's a great example of like a solid open for interpretation ending/plot twist. And it's also like something we've been talking about a lot for this entire episode is like going back and being like, where was this hinted at? I feel like throughout the entire movie. Right. You have like little Easter eggs of
little
like,
things oh, like, that don't make sense. Things.
Exactly.
It's just like little inconsistencies that is like, yeah. Wait, what? And I think that's what really brings it together. And also going off a little bit, I think what doesn't get enough credit in that movie is the side characters. The side characters, their dialogue and their emotions and their situations that they're in.
Everyone.
It's very interesting because each one is like their own specific archetype. Yeah, and if you like really pay attention to one,
every like single one,
almost like a commentary on that type of person. I think it's great.
Yeah,
great movie.
Yeah, I think personally I have it at A, but I think in the context of our discussion and the precedent we've set with these other films, I think this could be an S tier.
Ooh.
That's just me. I think it can make it. It can make it.
Dylan, don't stress him down there.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Dylan, you've been kind of silent, bro.
Dylan's kind of stressing in this little square right now.
Oh my god, I just don't like the movie personally.
Is that how you feel?
That's how I feel. So the plot twist has nothing to do with like I don't have any feelings towards the plot twist.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with whatever you guys say because you guys like the movie.
I want to know why you don't like it though.
Yeah,
that's true.
I just don't like the satire aspect of it.
Is it like a yuppie lifestyle?
Yeah, like big business, like
young big business, like exactly. Yeah. Young exec.
I don't like how the satire is done in that movie in certain places.
It's too like on the nose, like too like literal.
Maybe.
I don't know because I like Sorry to Bother You, and that's satire.
That's very satirical.
Sorry to Bother You is.
It doesn't get more satirical.
I feel like it's
than
a lot
that.
Of things. Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry
right?
to Bother You is more satirical than even American Psycho. So I don't know. I need to watch it again, honestly.
That might be it.
I watch a lot of clips from it, and I've started to like those clips more. I don't know. Yeah. I just need to like sit down and watch it again. But
oh yeah, that's tough.
I'll recuse myself from this.
Okay. Training. Okay, that's cool.
I would put it as like a solid A.
Okay.
I can agree with an A. I think
yeah. I can get behind an A.
All right. And then I guess we don't have to really talk about, do you guys still want to talk about the other ones?
I want to talk about Sixth Sense.
Okay.
Because okay. I think Sixth Sense is S.
S? Easily.
Yeah, I do think so.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, neither have I. I'm just shocked.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just don't know how. I've never watched the movies. So I don't know how the movie plays it out.
Okay, that's so true. It's like, it's this guy who's a child psychologist.
Remember, I know the plot, bro. I just don't know like the actual beats. It gets to that point.
Okay. Well, just you have to know this. Like throughout the entire movie, the guy is realizing that this kid can actually see ghosts, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. That's
he's like coming to this realization. Holy shit! Like this kid has this gift, and this kid is put on this earth to help these ghosts get out of this earth to the next step, right? And the whole story turns out to be kind of this kid's attempt to get this guy out of this earth and onto the next step in his in his afterlife. And throughout the story, you think it's like, oh, like this guy's just like a witness to this kid's thing or whatever. But it turns out the actual point of this whole story is for this kid to help this guy through whatever roadblocks he has in order to get to the heaven or whatever, the great beyond.
Whoa.
And when it's all revealed at the end, it's like,
okay, that sounds gripping.
It is gripping, bro. It's a great movie. Okay. It's a great movie. Right. And it's also scary. It's also kind of scary.
No, it is kind of gripping. I like how you said it's to get these ghosts out. Like out of this kind of like present world. And then you kind of shifted it to where it's like he's helping like the doctor,
right, but yeah, the whole movie you're thinking the doctor's just there to witness it and like take it all in and like get to the bottom of it, but he's actually there to be helped just like all the other ghosts. So I don't know, that's why I like it.
Okay. I can kind of trust you to like place it where you think fits.
Yeah,
I think it fits.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing, like, oh, he was dead the whole time, like that cliche.
Yeah,
that started with this movie, so you can't really be like, oh, it's a cliche, whatever, blah blah blah. Like,
yeah, yeah.
This That's movie fair. Started that whole cliche, so I think I honestly, for those reasons, I gotta put it at S. I gotta put it up there. S? The greats. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Now I think the fun part begins. Now we can rank the things we have on the list. It'll go like this. So it'll go in this. Can you guys see the mouse? It'll go in like from like Brad Pitt to here. So it's like this direction.
Yeah. So the ones, the leftmost ones are like the better ones within the row.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Before we go there though. But I do want to make an argument to get the prestige onto this list because I think that plot twist is insane.
Yeah, some of these films you kind of only have to see once to really
absolutely like get absolutely.
Yeah. I've seen the prestige. As for the story, it is definitely foreshadowed. It's hinted.
The very first scene.
It's like when he's doing the trick with the doubles. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, like, does he have a twin or something? And then like Hugh Jackman's character is so like, I gotta get myself a twin.
Exactly.
And then you also have the like the love interests.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's character. So like, what is that? ScarJo and Rebecca Hall.
Yeah.
They're like the
The little duo, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the twist though?
So,
do you want to know it?
Yeah. Do you want?
Yeah. I don't care. I'm not gonna shoot it.
Okay.
Unless you should.
I think it's just. It looks just for context. This is like best like kind of mystery thrillers of the last 20 years. It's it's a Christian Bale movie. And he released this
Nolan movie.
Christopher Nolan. I'm sorry. Both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
But yeah,
Christopher Nolan released this like right in between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises, like two of the greatest super movies of all time. He just dropped this right in the middle. Or what is it? Batman.
Yeah, Batman Rises. Dark Knight. No,
it's,
isn't
it's
it?
Batman Begins and The Dark
Prestige,
Knight.
Prestige
and then
happened
the Dark Knight Rises.
Before Dark Knight, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Brandon said.
Yeah, no, because The Dark Knight came out in like 08, and then I think The Prestige came out in like 06. So yeah, that's definitely.
Batman Begins is the best superhero movie. What?
Batman Begins, bro. We just have like Morbius coming out, bro. Like this is Batman Begins compared to what we have today, bro. Like that's a great film. That is a good movie. To bring it back around. I think just so we can get to like the category kind of shuffles. I think this belongs on A. I don't think it's S. I think it belongs in A. I think this is a solid A candidate.
All right. All right. Cool. So let's.
Hold on, let me add this also. Gone Girl has to be an S.
Has to be.
Has to be an S.
Out of the S. Oh, man.
That has to be an S. That has S? To be an S. Still any, an one S of them, is... any one of the plot twists in Gone Girl have to be an S. Just of how it changes the complexity of the film.
That's fair. That's fair. I would say it's at least an A. Like, in my opinion.
And then The Departed has to be an A also. If you have Uncut Gems there, like, it has to be an A too with that.
But some of us haven't seen The Departed. I don't want it to be...
I'm not spoiling it. I haven't said anything. It's just, like, I think it's equivalent to Uncut.
No, yeah, Departed, it's like, a much better Uncut. But not so much in the same way, too.
No, I'm talking about the plot twist. I'm not talking about the movie. I mean, Departed, of course, is a better movie than Uncut Gems, but...
Yeah, do you guys want to include Gone Girl?
I'm cool with it. I think it should be A though.
All right. And then now I think we can rank the current list. All right, so moving from Boo Boo, we got Mr. Pink. Or Crazy Stupid Love. I would definitely put Mr. Pink above Crazy Stupid Love.
Nah.
I would actually put it, it's probably the best in this category, what, to be fair.
I think so too.
It's easily the best in my
opinion. We compromise for that.
I'm dogging
putting it in selling.
Dylan, are you really saying Crazy Stupid Love, bro?
I feel like Crazy Stupid Love is a better movie than Reservoir Dogs.
Oh my god, man. This is crazy.
Do you guys know what the movie poster is for Crazy Stupid Love? It's like a camera from the legs of...
Yeah, and it's like Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, like...
Marissa Tomei's legs.
Laying open on a couch, bro.
Oh my god, dude.
I remember seeing that thing, the poster when I was younger, when it like actually came out. And I was like... Bro, this movie can't be good. I didn't know anything about film, but I was like, it can't be good.
You were 12.
Yeah. He was just 12-year-old Sean.
This movie's kind of good, bro.
Shit. Right. I've never seen it, so I'm indifferent. Yeah, but I just know Reservoir Dogs is pretty good.
All right. We're set with this.
Yeah. What's the second one?
Jackie Brown.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Now we got to mid.
I think we move Ex Machina to the first position, and then I think we're good with that.
I'd say Monsters.
I would agree.
Monsters Inc. is better than Us. The plot twist.
Actually?
No. Yeah, honestly. No.
Nah, that's impossible.
I don't think
bro.
So.
I can't get behind that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Dude, you're coming out with these hot takes.
Instant beats.
Monsters Inc. Dude, the plot. Let's remember what
Universe,
the plot was
Monsters University.
Monsters University. Not even Monsters Inc. Monsters University. The plot twist was at the fucking the third act of the entire movie, turns out Sully just switched out a canister or something. Like that's
destroyed the machine.
Whatever, like
he broke
the machine. Yeah, it caused Mike to do better than he thought he did. Like
yeah, to win the competition, the scare games.
Whatever. Yeah,
do we know like Mike's not that nice though? Come on.
Yeah, but as like
yeah, a, he's not nice. My, like that.
He's not nice. He's expecting
him to win. Honestly, though, if Mike crawled in my bedroom at night, bro, I'd freak the fuck out.
I don't think he'd be crawling, but
or he'd be locked on both his legs.
Yeah. He crawled, he'll roll in like an M&M or something.
Like you're rolling like the ball he is.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd be terrified, but yeah, in the context of the movie, not very scary. Sorry.
Yeah.
Monsters U was a hard end, bro. even
putting this... it in mid is like, what are we doing? You know,
great man.
Oh, you're questioning.
I'm questioning why it's so high up on the list. Like,
no, I enjoyed it. Like, I remember watching, and I was like, oh my god, like no way.
I thought it was cute. I don't think it was like a oh my god, no way.
Okay, but it's an animated movie, bro.
Yeah,
like, we're holding it to the same standards, bro. It doesn't get a free pass.
Oh my,
there's not real people in it.
Okay. I think it's fine here. I think it's at a good spot. What I'm saying is like, how can we compare Monsters University to like Get Out, bro? Like this is impossible. Yeah. It's impossible to do, dude.
Yeah, like Get Out is literally still relevant today. Monsters University is like us four could have come up with it in like a room.
Exactly. Dude.
Can we think of any like cartoons that have a great plot twist?
Well, I'm literally thinking of one. It looks like I didn't add the picture. Lotso.
Oh,
from Toy Story. Maybe I can.
Oh, okay.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story, that's a better plot twist than.
I think that's a great plot twist.
I honestly think Lotso would be like A. If we're putting Monsters Inc. at mid,
Lotso as a villain is like A.
I think Lotso is a great villain because it's so sad, dude. His story.
Yep.
Yeah, it's devastating.
It's depressing.
What about A, the A category?
The A category.
Okay, definitely Uncut is not number one.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna. I thought as a collective group, it definitely sounds like American Psycho is in like the top two or three.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'd be okay.
Dylan, Dylan's like that.
I recuse myself from American Psycho.
Okay.
Well, the X says something. I think because of that, it shouldn't be number one. Like if Dylan's like, just like nah.
I'm cool with two though.
I'm cool with two.
What are you doing, Sean?
I'm trying to add lots, so.
We'll be there in spirit, Sean. Go back to the actual.
What?
We'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, we're shooting spirit.
Yeah. We don't gotta
actually change it.
Add lots, so. Yeah, it's good where it's at.
All right.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, so I'm cool with American Psycho going at the second place in the A.
Yeah, let's do that.
A section.
Oh, number one?
No, number two.
Number two. Yeah, because Dylan. Yeah. Okay, we got two.
Number one. Let's try to figure out number one.
For me, do the
or should we? Or, do you maybe want to figure out like everything behind Psycho? Maybe we should do number one. Sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's do one.
This is kind of tough, man. Because I think these are all these are pretty, they're all kind of just really good in their own right.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like Prestige could be number one in this category.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
It could be number one in this category, but I'm open to discussion.
I'm cool with that. I've never seen it, but I'm sure it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a movie to watch with the boys. That'd be fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm down.
All right, I'm gonna put Uncut last. All right.
Okay.
Now we have.
I'm gonna have to agree with. Just show some love for the OGs. We gotta put Star Wars third.
Dylan shaking his head in defeat.
In defeat.
Star Wars is, yeah, come on. Come on now.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I would probably put Gone Girl better than Invincible.
Yeah. And Parasite.
I'm cool with having Invincible last in this category.
Yeah. I can honestly... I can interchange Parasite and Gone Girl. I'm cool with this configuration.
I like it.
I feel like Gone Girl needs that better plot twist. Because like without the plot twist, what is the movie?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Like she just she actually kills herself.
Yeah, honestly.
All right.
Yeah, for Parasite, Parasite doesn't really need it.
They kind of do. They definitely do.
They definitely do.
It's larger scale.
You watch the movie, Sean, again. It's not like you dislike the movie more after you know the plot twist.
No, but me watching it again, you do see how you do need the plot twist. Because I think they still would have been living so I looked it up. It's they work for the Park clan and they're the Kim clan.
Okay.
So the Kims would have still been living pretty happily and prosperous had they not, you know, walked down those steps.
Yeah, didn't
let at least no, 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 not walked down those steps. Had
let they opened the door, opened
the door for the housekeeper when they were splurging the place.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're good for A.
All right. That's cool.
All right. Let's go to this is it.
This is it.
This is it. Get Out just holds a. Oh, dude,
Get Out might just have to be number one.
Yeah, number one.
I think that's number one. Oh, man.
Brennan, what are your number one, though? Number one?
Okay, I have Knives Out number one, Get Out number two. But Knives Out. I'm cool with Get Out number one. I love Get Out. I'm okay with that.
Yo, low-key, Knives Out might be more, sophisticated than Get Out.
Dude, spread out as, a plot twist.
It's just such a good whodunit, man.
Yeah, it is.
Get Out's amazing, too.
I honestly think I'm kind of comfortable with how the list came to be.
We gotta put Sixth Sense up one, dude. I'm advocating for that.
Better than Shudder?
I've never seen Shudder. That's the thing. I don't know. That's hard. Because I've never seen Shudder. You guys have seen Shudder. You guys haven't seen Sixth Sense.
Exactly.
I've seen Sixth Sense.
I'm going to be real, though. This Sixth Sense twist sounds amazing.
It is really good.
I would. The Shudder Island twist is really good. But this sounds I don't know.
It's a great twist. It really is. Yeah. It the impact it had on me. Because I was so young. But
Sure.
I vividly remember watching that movie, and it's been 10 years.
Wow. All right. Well, we can do a little switcheroo. No problem.
Yeah. Let's do it.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. This is our list.
All right. I think that's some good work.
Only one boo boo.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We were supposed to put that in Sorry. We just put it in Boo Boo just to make the distribution a little bit cleaner.
Yeah. That is true.
So Boo Boo didn't feel left out, right?
Yeah. Can we think of another Boo Boo? A shitty twist. Maybe we should put Morbius in there just for good measure.
Morbius and Spirit, bro.
Just expect there's a twist in Morbius.
There's no twist.
I don't even know if there is or not. Oh, just throw it in there.
All right.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah, they're solid.
It's a plane. It's a bird. It's a...
was acting mad funny.